Hello, and welcome to the inaugural episode of Disney Reel to Reel. I'm Wyatt, your host through this deep delve into the Disney animated canon. Some fun things to know about me beforehand include my sense of humor. I hope to make you laugh up a drought on this journey. No? Okay, well, I have been obsessed with Disney since I was in my early teens. Up to that point, I was into it purely as a means of entertainment. But I began to appreciate the craft behind these amazing animated films, many of which have stuck around for nearly a century. And while many teens grew out of Disney because of more,
is it still
edgy that spark never really went out for me. I kept on trucking along to myself, until 2019, when I finally created my own Disney fan page on Instagram. @GoldenAfternoon51, if you're interested, honey! Then, what started as a simple hobby turned into a sort of job. You see, we live
in a world
where misinformation spreads like wildfire, and it doesn't take much effort for people to be convinced. That's why you should invest in ExpressVPN for safe internet browsing. No, I'm just kidding. This isn't sponsored. Although, you know, maybe it could be. I wouldn't be opposed to it, you know? Like, I could be Wyatt from State Farm someday. Yeah, I didn't think so either. But anyway, the point is, all these myths and accusations made me want to post more about Disney. Hopefully, as it once was. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Except for Song of the South. You won't find anything about that on my page, I promise. And now, I guess you could say I'm trying to do the same thing with this podcast. Just hopefully in a more entertaining and personal way. Which I'm all about. And I hope that I can get some other people roped in to come with me on this journey. Because it sounds like it's going to happen. Thank God. So yeah, but judging by all of that, you could say that this Disney podcast is going to be very familiar to you, but also unfamiliar, because I intend to start not with Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, not with Mickey Mouse, not with the frickin' Laugh-O-Grams even. We're gonna start with the silent films that were made while Walt Disney was a child. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Wyatt? Why the hell would we go so far back into history? This has nothing to do with Walt Disney, period. Yes, you are 50% correct, but I figured it'd be interesting just to see how these stories were evolving from their written iterations that we all know and love to, well, let's just say I want to know how the early 20th century interpreted these stories. Because you all know how we always complain about how Disney Disneyfies everything it touches, and it's so gross and annoying, and it's inaccurate.
Do you remember when the priest had a boner in the Little Mermaid?
The Illuminati, they're all coming after us, whatever. But I kind of want to see where they're coming from, you know? Because film, like many things, isn't an island, it's a response. To paraphrase Amanda Halle from The Ultimate Fashion History, my favorite YouTube channel. And I hope y'all will accompany me on this eccentric, very information-heavy, hopefully joke-heavy, because I kind of want to balance that out, this full journey through the Disney animated catalog. And I will say that I don't want to get too strict with, like, okay, we're going from Snow White to Pinocchio to Fantasia to Dumbo, you know. I don't want to do that. A lot of people have done that. I kind of want to carve out my own path. So we might talk about some live-action films that were made outside of Disney that relate to certain trends or even responding to things that Disney had done. Or we'll talk about television shows, or talk about... I've already got some episodes planned out for short cartoons, because that's part of what this company's bread and butter was made on. So I hope to have a very well-rounded, thorough dive into this filmography, And I hope that you'll catch up with me next month when we talk about the 1903 silent film version of Lewis Carroll's Alice in Wonderland. I hope that by the time that episode drops, we will have found a guest to join me for that discussion. But if not, then it'll be just a little taste of what I am like without people to spice up the conversations, which may or may not be fun. We will find out. So, I guess, until then, have a magical day.